warning. Our next bit of programming could possibly induce a toxic mix of shock and nostalgia. As for why, well, two words. Roller derby.
Welcome to the revolution. I am the Big Kahuna, and I'm joined by...
Denominator.
Cyclone Silla.
And together we are...
Viva la Derby!
Australia's number one roller derby podcast. This episode of Viva La Derby is brought to you by Sex Panther Men's Cologne. 60% of the time, works every time.
How you been, guys?
Good. I'm glad we made it past episode 0.5. We're here for episode 1. We've busted our podcasting cherry, and we're back for more.
Yeah, not only are we back for more, but we've also dragged someone along with us.
We have.
Hi, guys.
This is Cyclone Silla.
Cyclone Silla, that's it.
We're glad to have you with us. You know,
thanks for having me.
In the television industry, because we're all part of the entertainment industry now, Noms, of course.
Oh, of course. I feel very famous.
You have things called a pilot, which lead up to a proper television show being made. And a lot of the times there are changes made from the pilot to the main series, kind of like how in Desperate Housewives, Jesse Metcalf wasn't in the pilot, and he got replaced later on with Jesse Metcalf, and I didn't...
Why do you know that?
I'm not.
Why do you know?
Random useless information.
You could have said the pilot from Seinfeld, like anything. You chose Desperate Housewives.
It's the same in the Desperate Housewives. You know, that's the only one that I could think of. And who doesn't want to think of Jesse Metcalf as playing John the Gardener?
Why do you want to think of Jesse Metcalf playing John the Gardener?
That's a whole other story.
I prefer to think of Gabby, I think.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
What's her name? Eva Longoria.
That's it.
Yeah, that was all right with me, Eva Longoria.
So I noticed that you kind of announced your name.
I am the Big Kahuna. The votes are in.
I'm so freaking happy about that. It's exactly the name I wanted. I didn't rig anything, just putting it out there.
Yeah, sure.
We're the people's podcast, you know, we put it to the people. We're a podcast for the public to vote on. It's a democracy. The votes are in. We had literally tens and tens of votes.
We did have tens.
Website.
Do you know what? I was actually pretty impressed with the amounts of votes we had, considering we only did a half an hour episode of me and you just rambling on about things. Sorry.
The four names we had: Big Noise, The Big Kahuna, Bad News Brown, and Mr. Brown. Coming in for the win, 18 votes. It's a small two-vote margin over Bad News Brown was the Big Kahuna. So everybody, I'd like to say hello. I am the Big Kahuna.
Yay!
Welcome aboard,
Big Kahuna. Welcome aboard, my Hawaiian friend.
The Hungry Hawaiian. I'm going for, aka the Hungry Hawaiian. So if anyone in out there has, you know, pineapple or cans of Spam to send me, that'd be great.
I once saw a show about like a Food Network show that was done in Hawaii. They have a whole restaurant that's just dedicated to Spam.
That would be my heaven.
Because you're Hawaiian.
I don't think I've ever had Spam.
No? Oh, see.
So I must be missing out.
In a lower socioeconomic family, I ate a lot of meat from cans.
Do you know what?
It's just not natural.
I was so happy when they released chicken in a can. I thought, awesome. I've been talking about this for ages. This is going to be like the product and all product. It's going to be amazing. It tasted terrible. I was crushed. Absolutely crushed.
Is it? I've never tried it.
It's really bad.
How can you not have tried Spam, though? There's, like, normal Spam, there's salt-reduced Spam, there's bacon Spam, there's chili Spam.
Spam for everybody.
Yes, don't you know that if you cut a can of Spam sideways, you get 3-quarter-pound burgers?
By the next podcast, I promise you, I will try Spam. I'll get back to you.
Like the Spam challenge.
It's a Hawaiian way, the Big Kahuna. I'm glad to have a name. I'm glad to have a derby name. I now feel, you know, part of the overall derby community, part of the family.
Oh, you've always have been.
Yeah. And that's what we're all about here in Viva La Derby, is just to open it up to the family. One of the things that, you know, the derby community was a part of recently, I know in the Sydney region anyway at least, was the Sydney Tattoo and Body Art Exhibition, or Expo, or Convention, or Gathering. What was it? Expo.
Yeah, no, recently there were 5 leagues involved in this convention. We had MARD there.
5 Sydney-based leagues.
It actually was. MARD, Western Sydney, Southwest Sydney, and HARD. Everybody was there getting along as best as we all possibly can and showing what showing the community what we're all about and getting our names out there.
I thought it was awesome to see. I was there last year and the year before. Last year was the first time I saw Derby Girls there. I was there before I was sort of involved in Derby, but going as a fan, and I was glad to see it back again this time with five leagues representing.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty impressive.
Yeah. I hope there was a lot of interest from the convention goers, the expo goers.
Well, I can honestly say that SWS had a pretty good run there. We've actually had girls come to our fresh meet.
Yeah.
That got information from the tattoo convention. So that's been really good for us. So, yeah, no, I think it's a great way to sort of get the Derby community involved.
I think there was a lot of good feedback from fans as well. A lot of people would come up to us while we were skating around and grab us and say, when are you bounding? When can we see this? We want to be involved. And it was really good to see that there's fans out there that are really actively interested in it. So, okay. it was really good.
So when we say all five Sydney Roller Derby Leagues were there, in what capacity? Were you all just, you know, fans just walking around getting...
No. Everybody was there promoting their league, of course, talking about up-and-coming bouts, trying to recruit new members, you know, just trying to make the derby community grow in each respective area, I guess.
I did find it fascinating that the Sydney Tattoo and Body Art Expo actually attracted all five leagues. There seems to be, I don't know if anyone's noticed, a pretty strong correlation between tattoos and roller derby, right?
No, I haven't noticed that.
You both have tattoos, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we both have tattoos. I think, actually, I was trying to work this out the other day. In our whole league, we had, I think it was two or three girls that weren't tattooed. That was before the convention. I happily sat there and convinced one of the girls to get tattooed on the same day she went off. No, both of them did. Two girls, Leah and Tammy,
got tattooed. Little Tantrum got her first as well.
Tantrum and Scarlet O'Hara.
And Scarlet O'Hara,
Both got tattooed that day. So I think we're a fully tattooed league.
That's intimidating.
Grr.
I was disappointed not to get tattooed there. I had actually made a booking with Ruthless from LA Ink to get some work done. But unfortunately, the artwork that I wanted done, I couldn't find a picture of it in time, and money problems caused issues, but I couldn't get anything done. I was greatly disappointed, but happy to see all the Derby girls there. It was really good to see everyone together under the two roofs, because va-va-voom and the tattoo.
Well, I think it was great to sort of have Derby there, because Derby isn't obviously a mainstream sport. It is a fairly alternative sport, and, you know, even though tattoos are becoming more common nowadays, and you know, every Tom, Dick and Harry has a tattoo, there's still a lot of stigma attached to having tattoos. So I think having an alternative sport, alternative lifestyle, bringing it all together and showing it to the world that we're not crazy freaks, we're just like everybody else, but just have some different tastes, I think it's a really good way to show everybody what we're about.
So does that mean there's a particular type of girl that is attracted to roller derby?
I wouldn't say that, because I'm just talking from experience from our league, that we have girls that are heavily tattooed to girls that have tiny little bitty tattoos or girls that have no tattoos. So, yes and no.
I think I wouldn't say there is a typical roller girl, you know. I think we all come from different walks of life. There's so many different occupations. We're all different, and I couldn't pinpoint a typical roller girl if you asked me to.
Yeah, 100%. You couldn't pick one walking down the street unless she was walking around in stripy socks and a tutu. Maybe something there might give it away. But other than that, like, you know, every day I put on my work uniform, and unless I told you about it, you wouldn't know.
Yep. Now, let me ask you, Denominator, after the whopping success of episode 0.5, you're at the Sydney Tattoo Convention. Did you get recognised? Are you batting away fans yet?
No.
Not yet.
I did.
You've written your resignation at work to become a professional podcaster.
I wish. I did go and introduce myself to a few of the leagues. I got to talk to a couple of the girls one of the girls from MARD, one of the girls from Western Sydney, and a couple of girls from Sydney leagues. I don't remember their names. I'm really sorry, ladies. But I did get some information about their up-and-coming bouts, which we all hear about more in the podcast.
Right.
But hopefully, this is just episode one. So in the up-and-coming episodes, we hope to have girls from all the leagues on here and chatting about what's happening in their league and what's the future for roller derby with them.
Absolutely. I'm believing a lot of growth in the podcasting market.
Mm. Well, hey, how many likes do we have now on Facebook?
122 as of about 9:09 on Thursday night. So 122.
Awesome. 122, and all we've done is a half an hour episode. I'm pretty happy with that. Like, that was some major love that's been shown by the Derby community. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I had some disturbing news off the back of the first little preview episode we did, 0.5, and that was that I may have jumped the gun on a pretty big claim that we were the first and only Australian roller derby podcast.
Oops.
Not the case.
You did say, correct me if I'm wrong.
I did. I said, look, if you're out there, you need some help with your Google search optimization. But it turns out that they probably do need a bit of help. But we were told by a very helpful person out at ADRD, there was another podcast, a very small one, concentrated solely on the bouts that Adelaide Roller Derby League do. So we weren't the first. I'm still not removing Australia's number one podcast from the banner because we've got more likes than them on Facebook.
Not only do we have more likes, but we talk about all leagues in Australia. We don't just focus on leagues here in Sydney. We are talking about Sydney, Victoria, Adelaide, WA, like everybody. Everybody is anybody. We'll talk about you guys. So
right now we're number one because
we're not the first. We are number one.
I'm find every episode if they beat us in something. I'm going to find another thing that we're number one in.
So are you declaring war now?
Not at all. I just want to open Photoshop and remove that number one tag. We're claiming number one spot in whatever way it might possibly be.
Do they have stickers?
You know what? I don't think they have stickers.
Guess so what we have.
The number one roller derby podcast in Australia with stickers.
Yeah, soon to have t-shirts, hopefully.
Right. Everyone's going to be rocking the Viva La Derby t-shirt.
Yeah, I want one of those.
Viva La Derby stickers on your helmet. You know what? If you want a Viva La Derby sticker to plaster all over your helmet, the best way to do it is we're doing a thing until the next episode that anyone who leaves a voicemail message for us, if you're willing to give us your name and address, we're going to send you a free sticker. Viva La Derby sticker. Going nuts, giving them out the door. Leave a phone message for us. 0430-217-435 is how you can get in contact with us. Don't drunk dial your ex-boyfriend crying on the phone when you've had too many white wine spritzes or whatever girly drink I can't think of right now.
Vodka Cruises.
UDLs.
Tequila Slammers.
Strong.
You don't know what kind of girl you are, Priscilla.
So don't do that. Don't call. Don't drunk dial your ex-boyfriend. Call Viva La Derby. Leave a message about how awesome you are, about how awesome we are, about how awesome Roller Derby is. If you're at a post-bout after party.
Yes, call us. Call us with your victory or your sorrow drinks. If you're crying your tears into a beer, call us. If you're rejoicing and rubbing it in the other girl's face, call us.
I want to hear people ring up and challenge each other. Publicly challenge other leagues. Well.
Now
you smack talk? Are we doing smack talk?
Yeah, I'm talking smack talk. I want to hear some smack talk.
I've already started that a little bit. I've kind of already started smack talking about our coming bout, which actually now that I've noticed, you're in the opposing team, Priscilla.
Yeah. You better watch it.
I'm looking forward to calling it Denominator versus Cyclone Scylla.
That'll be a podcast after that one.
Oh, I love you, Scylla, regardless of the result.
I love you too. Derby shoves.
You know what? It's a phone number for voicemail, but you can send a text message. You can send an MMS if you want to take a picture of your bruises. If you want to take a picture of some what goes on at the bouts, training, whatever. You can MMS them to that number if you don't want to email or whatever. And we'll get them on the website. We'll get them somewhere. But that number is 0430-217-435. Make sure you call up. Now, we have beyond that phone number, we actually have had some great feedback through Facebook, which is facebook.com/VivaLaDerbyPodcast. And so far, it's all been pretty good.
Yeah, we've had some awesome feedback from just talking about Facebook. Now we've, like you said, we have 122 likes, which is incredible, and just people from not only like Australia but all around the world have sort of been getting in touch with us.
We got a Puerto Rican league contacting
us. I know, hola chicas.
That was pretty awesome, and all the way to the States as well. Big shout out to Megatron and Pitcher to the Derby Deeds podcast. they came across us and liked it, and I was so stoked to hear that, because they were one of the inspirations for starting it up.
100%. Thank you so much. Like I said before, thank you so much for introducing me to Derby Deeds, because it has totally become an obsession. But also a big thank you to Mike Riot from New Zealand.
Yeah.
He dropped us one of our, I can't believe it, our very first voicemail happens to be an international voicemail from the first international bout for the year with Sydney versus New Zealand.
We're going and global, Noms. We're taking over the planet.
We are. We're going to take over the planet. I'm pretty happy about that, actually. So, no, we've had some amazing feedback from all over the place. Thanks, guys.
Mike Riot is from the Riot Act, his own derby podcast that he hosts in New Zealand. You can have a look at that at riotactnz.blogspot.com. That's a great podcast as well. I got in contact with him before starting up just for a bit of tips and advice on, you know, how to run a derby-related podcast and what sort of things I need to do. So thank you so much to Mike Riot. Thank you to Megatron and Pitchett. Big things ahead, I think, for all of us. If you want to contact us, you want to leave some good feedback, you can do it through Facebook, you can do it through our website, which is www.vivaladerby.com. Our Twitter account is @VivaLaDerby, and our email address is podcast@vivaladerby.com.
You can get in touch with us every way imaginable. We'll take snail mail, we'll take smoke signals, we'll take it all.
Telegrams.
What's code?
Pigeons.
Carrier pigeons.
I'd love it if someone sent us a pigeon. Be like Tyson and his pigeons and stuff. Another great way for you to give us feedback is through our website. We have a submit your scores option, or a button there that lets you fill out a form telling us about your bout and the scores that happened. We've had some great feedback already there, Noms.
Yeah, we've had feedback from Holger from the Adelaide Roller Derby League. We've had some great feedback from Kitty Decapitate, which is actually, I was pretty excited about that considering I'm pretty big fan of hers. Susie Powell, Kilher Keller from the Newcastle League. So yeah, heaps of feedback from everybody there. Thank you so much for getting
that. That was great. Make sure you get on the website, fill in the form, submit your scores, and we'll get it on the next podcast.
This is Megatron from the Derby Deeds podcast, and you're listening to Viva La Derby, spreading the gospel of roller derby by making love to your ear cavities.
But not really, because that's kind of gross.
So there's been a lot of derby events in the last couple of weeks since we recorded our preview episode. We were fortunate enough to get to a couple of them and get some scores submitted and some feedback from other leagues as well. What have you got for us, Noms?
Okay, first up, we've got Hits from the Gong, which when I saw the name of this bout really, you know, sparkled for me because I'm a big old Cypress Hill fan. So
I freaked out when I saw that as well.
I loved it. You know what? Everybody else is coming up with these great bout names, and I'm super jealous. When I saw Sydney Roller Derby League come out with Derby Proof, I was just like,
Let's talk about that one.
later. But still, anyway, Hits from the Gong, final score, Vixens 133, Vipers 96. It was held on the 19th of the 3rd. Now, I set a task for one of my best friends to go to this bout and be a roving reporter for us. Get some info, get some scores, get some big hits. Just you know, tell me about the bout. Lady Gagher from SWS, I'm calling you out. You're meant to be my reporter. You got there late and then almost fell into a lake.
wait. So how did she explain how this happened?
No.
Just fell into a lake, because that's something she would do.
Oh, 100%.
It is totally something she would do.
100%. So I have no other info on this bout. Thanks. Thanks, George.
That's a good score. 133.96. It's still pretty close. Only maybe a jam or two difference in there. Mm. I'm making up the details because Lady Gaga is still at the bottom of a lake, probably.
I've left her there. She's got concrete boots on.
We've got the Road Train Rollers beat the Mile Die Club 96-95 on the 20th of March. ADRD's 2010 premiers, the Road Train Rollers, took on the Mile Die Club. Mile Die Club came out strong after placing third on the ladder last season. Score rose quickly to a 20-point lead by Mile Die Club, with new recruits proving their worth and holding their ground. Mile Die Club were in the lead at halftime, 65-46. The Road Train Rollers have a reputation of being the comeback queens, and true to form, ramped things up in the second half, digging deep with a few power jams and putting in a massive effort to close the deficit. With 3:55 left on the game clock, Kit Kat Crunch pulls a double grand slam for the Road Train Rollers. Mile Die Club called a timeout, followed by an unsuccessful power jam for Mile Die Club's Raw Dog. As she goes to the box, Road Train Rollers' Trixie Beltham scores a quick 3 points, bringing the score to Mile Die Club 95 and Road Train Rollers 91. With Raw Dog still in the box, Road Train Rollers Kit Kat Crunch takes to the track again and powers home with another power jam and a 1 point victory for the Road Train Rollers. I would have loved to see that bout.
That sounds like it would have been pretty awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like a close one.
Thanks again for Holger for sending us in that information, because obviously none of us could have been there. So yeah, again, great feedback from Roller Derby.
I like 1 point. I like 1 point bouts.
Yeah. Makes you stay till the end.
You know, that is a really great recap from Holger von Loma. I really appreciate that. If anyone's going to submit scores, you don't have to live up to that standard, but man, it helps our side a lot.
Yeah, that's a good 100%. Description.
Yeah, that's how you write a recap. On March 19, I actually travelled down with my wife. One of my goals for 2011 is, you know, some people want to stop smoking. Some people do some pretty big goals. One of my goals for 2011 was to get to as many bouts as possible, and also to, every time I say the term my wife, is to use a Borat accent. So me and my wife, we went down to Canberra. To check out the Canberra Roller Derby League's Vice City Rollers take on Victorian Roller Derby League All-Stars. I gotta say, this was a great bout. I love being down there. I want to first of all say thanks to Kitty Decapitate for sending in the scores through our website. Submit your scores, people. But it was great. It was actually, you know, it's not a bad drive down to Canberra. 2.5 hours from southwest Sydney is pretty good. The end score was Vice City Rollers 67, Victoria Roller Derby League 166.
Ouch.
It's a massive deficit, but it was a great bout all the way through. Victorian Roller Derby League, they're machines, man. It was such an honour to see. I can see why they're the number one league in Australia. They won the Great Southern Slam last year. They are the first Woofdada Apprentice League in Australia, and I can see why. Like, it was really great to just see a really good team employ a lot of strategy in the way they played. A lot of it looked really effortless. There wasn't a lot going on to the average viewer, I think. Their pack was amazing. Canberra has some really great jammers in Shortstop and Catastrophe, as well as Bambi Von Smasher. And
I just want to say something about Shortstop. I got to see her jam at the booty camp in January, and that was incredible. Like, I chased that girl down after the bout was finished because I wanted to congratulate her, and she just skated off as the magical being that she is. And then I caught her the next day at the booty camp, and we just happened to be doing a exercise together, and I had to tell her how incredible she is. She's just like a little pocket rocket. She's a force to be reckoned with, 100%. I can't wait to see her and great things from her and her team.
Oh, she's amazing. She's a great jammer. Catastrophe is a crazy, insane good jammer as well. The announcer did say that she's a former speed skating champion of Australia and got a roller hockey experience. But even with those two great jammers, they could not get out of Victoria Roller Derby's pack. They're absolutely shut down. And on the other side, Kitty Von Crusher was probably jamming the most for VRDL. Looked like she was getting through pretty easily. Effortless. Like, it just looked like they were just skating around the park. And besides all that, despite the fact that there was a massive score, it was fun. Like, that venue is great for roller derby. I think the AIS Arena is probably the best. It's probably the best bout I've been to. Canberra really put on a good bout as far as their production values and all that sort of thing goes on. Every seat in the house has a great view. There wasn't too much suicide seating, but I don't really get down for that anyway. But every seat in there was great. The crowd was into it, despite the 100-point deficit. They were cheering Canberra anytime they got lead jammer. The crowd went absolutely nuts. There was even a chant at one stage for Shorty, Shorty.
Oh, I would have loved to hear that'd be great.
I love a good chant.
She's insanely popular down there. If we were like in Whippet, she'd be on the poster for the league or whatever, for sure.
Oh, cool. That is awesome.
So it's really great to see. Victoria, just too good. Like, I can see why they beat everyone else last year. And Canberra beat Sydney in December last year at the Battle of the Two Towers. And I thought that, you know, obviously, beating Sydney is a pretty big accomplishment, and so coming up to Vince Victoria, I was really looking forward to it, but they were outclassed. Not to take anything away from Canberra, they did an amazing job, but Victoria's just too strong. Too much experience, I think, and too much, I guess, strategy employed to let the jammers out of the pack. Skate Bush and Mischievous for Victoria Roller Derby League, at half time, it was 17 to 105.
Wow.
And that's on the back of just before halftime, there was two back-to-back jams. Skate Bush did a 22-point jam, and Mischievous a 21-point jam to go into the half, 17-105. Second half, Canberra was able to reel it back in slightly. I think it's because Victoria started jamming their blockers, that sort of thing, to keep it somewhat close. But I think if they applied the pressure, it could have been even worse. But it ended up 67-166. Despite the score, everyone was into it. Everyone was happy. It was a great bout. I was really pleased to be there.
Cool, that sounds awesome. Okay, next up we've got the Harbour Hellcats versus Fort Smashley. They played on the 12th of March. Harbour Hellcats won 112-93. Again, thank you so much to Susie Powell and Kill Her Kellets for sending us some information on this bout. Hellcats formed strong walls early on, protecting their points by sticking together. Smashley's when our guns are blazing with all-star blocking lines. Hellcats held the lead throughout the bout. Jams were called dead about four times in the second half due to Hellcat injuries. Smashley's tried to dominate but headed to the penalty box a little too often. Close to the end saw Smashley's failing out of the game, and then the final jam showed Smashley's team member Dangerous jamming with every last inch of her body. Sounds like it would have been a great bout to watch, guys.
112-93, that's close.
It is close.
I was actually scheduled to go to that one, but unfortunately, circumstances, life stepped in, and I couldn't get there. But I'm making sure I'm going to get to at least a couple of Newcastle's home bouts, because they're not that far away.
No, not at all.
There's some great skaters up there.
Yeah, for sure. I think there's also talk about something happening on the 30th of April. Not a lot of information's been put out there, but I've heard some birdies talking, so we'll have some more information about that soon.
Yeah, definitely on the next podcast we'll have some info about that, hopefully. Thanks to Susie Powell and Killer Killer for getting that information to us with the scores. Susie Powell does a great recap. That's what I'm saying. Great recap, great writing. Get it to us, it makes it easier.
Also some pretty big news. We've just had our first international bout for the season. Sydney got out to New Zealand and played Richter City in Wellington, New Zealand. Sydney won 164-128, very close again. And just big congratulations to the Sydney girls for going out there and showing them what Aussie girls can do.
Yeah, we got a little bit of audio clip from the bout. Tell us a bit about it. It's Mike Riott.
Hey, Viva Observer, it's Mike Riott here. Just finished watching the Sydney City Assassins take on the Richter City All-Stars. Great one from the Sydney City Assassins, 164-128. Got to say a big shout out to both teams. Very good game, man. Great to see the Kings take on the Aussies. I got some pilots here. How did you find the game? I love my guys! That's my guy signing off for Viva Observer. Catch you guys next time.
All right, next up we have a first interview for Viva La Derby. I have the privilege of skating with these two wonderful, amazing women. They are the president and vice president of SWS. I'm happy to introduce Kimikaze and Kilowatts.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Hey. Welcome to Viva La Derby.
Thank you for having us.
Great to be.
Kimikaze Kilowatts, I went through it on our first episode or our preview episode about how we got into Derby. You're the president, vice president, founding members of the Southwest Sydney Rockets, but what's your secret origin story? How did you get into roller derby in the first place?
Well, that's an interesting story. I guess I really got into roller derby probably after I was living in the States and I moved back here. It was just sort of taking off over there and, yeah, I thought it was pretty awesome. So I started talking to a girl actually in Queensland who was interested in bringing roller derby to Oz as well. And things were, like, progressing pretty quickly and we exchanged a few emails. Yeah, then I found out I was pregnant, so all plans were put on hold for 3 years.
The nine-month injury turned into 3 years.
It did. And then I ran into two leagues that popped up in New South Wales last year, and that re-sparked my interest, and yeah, to cut a long story short, that's how SWS was born. 3 years in the making.
And what about you, Tamar? What's your secret origin story? How did you get into derby or skating, or how did this spark your interest? How did your sister drag you into it?
I had no choice. Into it first when she looked into doing derby out here with the New South Wales team. She took me with her and checked it out and then decided, why not? Let's go for it. We used to skate many years ago, so got years and years of experience, and why not?
Is that our youngest fan I can hear in the background?
Say hello. Say hello. Say hello, Norms.
He's waving.
Oh, that's for everybody on the video podcast that are viewing. There is no video podcast. So.
No. Thanks, Norms.
Okay, so what were some of the difficulties you faced starting a league from scratch, guys?
Well, initially, there were a lot of hurdles to overcome. I guess starting a league is a huge task for anyone. Like, the paperwork that's involved is, like, ridiculous. So it takes a lot of effort. I guess finding skaters to join the league was our initial concern to begin with, but once word spread, the league grew pretty quickly, and we had about 20 girls skating with us within, like, weeks. Other than that, I suppose Southwest.
Give me a hug.
Oh. I want a hug too.
See, derby is a family sport. Everybody gets involved.
So, sorry. Other than that, I guess in particular, another problem we had was in Southwest Sydney, the region is really lacking in good-sized, cheap venues that allow skaters to use for training and holding bouts. So we were really lucky to secure a good indoor venue to skate in, but that's not to say we're still not on the constant lookout for bigger and better places to hold our bouts. So if anyone is listening out there that it's in the Southwest Sydney area that has a great size indoor venue that's affordable for a non-profit league to skate in, we would love SWS to call it home, and we'd love to hear from you. So, yeah, contact us now.
Get in touch with the podcast. Get in touch with SWS's Facebook page. A great way to get in touch with Kim. We'll pass on your messages and stuff.
What's your website, Kimikaze?
It's www.swsrollers.com.
Now, you mentioned that, you know, we could obviously hear little man in the background there. Starting a league had a lot of issues coming with it. So how do you balance roller derby with motherhood, with running your own business, with all those things that you've got up in the air? How do you balance it all?
Barely, probably. I guess I'm pretty focused, although most nights you probably won't find me going to bed until 4 a.m. So my little boy is yet to go to school, and I run my own business from home, so that's really a huge benefit for me time-wise. And I do get a lot of help from my family, which is fantastic. And the ladies at SWS help out amazingly in the league, making it a lot easier with the running of things. So, I don't know, I guess my motivation to make SWS a successful league in Australia and having a well-behaved little boy makes it easier to balance things. Having said that, though, my house is known to be quite messy at times.
Kimikaze, you and Kilowatts are sisters, and you're opposing captains on your home team. So how much sibling rivalry is involved?
Well, actually, our team captains at the moment are not me and my sister. For those of you who don't know, they're Dita Von Bruiser for the Cinderellas and Killer Bee for the Electric Blues. As far as the rivalry goes, though, with my sister, I wouldn't say there is much. We've been skating together since we were, like, little kids, so...
Wait. I've been at training.
Yeah, that's a lie.
There is a bit of competition there.
I think now we just like to bash each other up. It's not really a rivalry thing. It's just who can get the biggest hit in and who can give each other the biggest bruise.
I've seen you guys go from working, like, amazingly together. Some of the demos you guys do to teach us things, you just work so well together. It's kind of like you're reading each other's minds to absolutely wanting to kill each other out there on the track. So, yeah, you guys are pretty crazy sometimes, but we love you.
Yep. That's why we're on opposite teams.
I'll be interested to see if that sibling rivalry doesn't come up when you have your first bout next month in April. I know that's coming up. What actually goes into the production of a bout? What's involved in putting one of those together?
Oh, geez, it's everything from organising your venue to organising your seating, organising tickets, how many people the venue will accommodate, refs, officials, security, door people. That's just to name a few. We've got to get people in, you know, people in the morning to lay down the derby track such to the specific measurements, things like that.
Don't forget announcers equipment.
So, Kimikaze, what's next for SWS after their first bout?
SWS are actually planning a tour, Rocket Around Oz as such. We're heading to Tasmania for a bout. We're going to be playing the South Island Sirens. And, yeah, there's a few more surprises in the works for the rest of the year, so look on the website.
I find that really interesting, actually. Like, a lot of the traditional, I guess, model is to do a lot of home bout games before having a travel team, but you've gone a little bit different there, Kimikaze.
We were lucky enough to meet a few of the girls at the lovely Red Bull competition last year, and we seem to have made quite an impression on us, and they've been in contact with us ever since. And from pretty much when we were up at the Red Bull competition, they said they'd really like to have a bout with us, so I think it'll be good for both teams.
Absolutely. I think also with the girls bouting another league, not just our own, straight off the bat, that it gives them really good experience, and that way when we actually do come up against some of the more well-established New South Wales leagues, we will actually probably
be great.
Well, we know we'll be great.
So what are some of your hopes and goals for South West Sydney Rockets, and I guess even roller derby as a whole in Australia?
Well, I guess we would love to see SWS be recognised as a model league within Australia, and to have the opportunity to play every league here. In the long term, I suppose I would really love to see derby recognised as a national sport and hopefully one day be played at the Olympics.
So, guys, obviously we're going to have some people interested in joining up. Hopefully we'll have some fresh meat listening to the podcast. Have you got any dates or anything in the near future for fresh meat?
Well, SWS is still accepting fresh meat until the end of March, and then intake will most likely reopen in June. But we're always on the lookout for more members, skaters, NSOs, refs, just general volunteers, so I mean, if anyone is interested in joining, they're encouraged to contact me before June. Absolutely.
What would be your best advice for potential freshies?
Just to keep practicing, really. Skate, and skate some more. That's the only way people are going to learn. And I guess not to give up. Keep persevering. Even if, you know, a freshie doesn't think that they're progressing as fast as they think they should be, not everyone learns at the same pace. So, yeah, just keep trying. And I think eventually they'll be rolling with the best of them.
Got to keep trying. Doesn't matter how many times you fall down. It's like a bike. Get up. Keep going.
That's some great advice, girls. Thanks for that.
Thank you very much, Kimikaze and Kilowatts, for joining us on Viva La Derby. I really appreciate your time. I know you've got a busy life. We look forward to seeing you on the flat track, obviously, in your first bout next month, and a lot of the bigger things coming up for Southwest Sydney Rockets. If you want to get in contact with the Southwest Sydney Rockets, go to www.swsrollers.com.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, ladies.
See you guys.
We're Southwest Sydney Rockets, and you're listening to Viva La Derby. Woo!
Okay, over the next couple of weeks, we actually got a lot of events coming up, which I'm pretty excited about, starting with
the Birthday Basher. I'm really excited about this because this is the official first bout for Southwest Sydney Rockets. This is actually my first bout, so I'm really, really nervous, even though we're only versing the other team, the Electric.
Only the Electric Blue.
Okay. Shouldn't have put it that way. I'm saying I'm more comfortable versing you guys as if my first bout would be against one of the bigger leagues, I guess, but still equally as tough. You guys are the blue team, or the Electric Blues are a fantastic team, have some of the best players in the league on that team. So I think it's going to be a great bout. Fortunately, this is a family and friends bout, guys. So the only way you're going to get tickets, if you're lucky enough to be a friend or a family member of one of the members of SWS Rockets. So the bout's on the 16th of April. It's an arvo bout, so there's plenty of information out there on Facebook. After the bout, we will be having our first birthday party at the Bradbury Inn in Bradbury.
So where's the bout going to be?
At the Michael Wendon Leisure Centre in Miller.
Cabramatta Ave. All right, I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be, it's your first bout skating, both of you. It's actually my first bout announcing.
Yeah, it's a first for all of us.
So we're,
very exciting times.
Yeah, I'm already preparing my jokes about the first period of roller derby and stuff.
Oh, dude. You know, this it is a big deal for everybody, but I don't know, I guess I'm super emotional. Everybody on the team knows that. I cry at the drop of a hat. So, I'm sure that this first bout, I'm probably going to end up in tears regardless, win or lose, only because it's just a big thing for SWS. I've seen how much we've grown as a league in the last year, and I'm just excited for everybody in the league. Kimikaze and Kilowatts have put in a lot of work into this, so I'm excited.
Excellent. And then, of course, next week, April 2nd, Saturday, Sydney Roller Derby League are having their first bout of 2011 called Derby Proof.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talked about that name before, Denominator.
That's a cool name.
Do you know what Derby Proof refers to?
No.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Absolutely. QT, Quentin Tarantino, it's part of the Grindhouse flick, had a movie called Death Proof.
Yeah. It's a great movie. It didn't get the best review.
I'm surprised I haven't seen it yet.
If you like 70s kind of grindhouse cinema, schlock exploitation type movies where girls kick ass and kind of end up killing Kurt Russell at the end.
Oh, spoilers. No, they drive the car. It's a car movie, yeah?
It's a car movie, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, I have seen it. It's got a New Zealand chick in it, I remember
that's
now.
That's right, Zoe Bell from Whippet.
Yes. Oh, yeah, true.
So that's cool. On Saturday, April 2nd, at the Horton Pavilion, Screaming Assault Sirens versus Team Unicorn, the Horny Roll. That's a new team.
Mm-hmm. I
like name. Looking forward to that. And the Deviants versus the Beauty School Knockouts, also a new team for them. So that's going to be interesting to see the new team make up and how they're sort of put together. And I am actually a little bit sad that I'm not going to get to see the Cholas.
Yeah, I was. I actually never got to see the Pistola Cholas play.
Oh, I don't say it with that accent, though. That's even better.
What, sorry?
The Pistola Cholas.
Pistola Chola, sorry. I actually never got to see the girls skate together, which I was spewing about because, just the name sort of played, got me interested.
I loved leaning like a chola.
Actually, Lady Gag Her does a great chola. She's actually got a chola video. Maybe she'll let us steal it and put it on our podcast website or something.
But she'll probably be even more excited now that there's a Team Unicorn.
Oh yeah. And for those who don't know, Lady Gag Her is obsessed with unicorns, and she has this brilliant unicorn costume that actually inflates and it looks like you are riding a unicorn. She actually wore that to the Red Bull challenge in Queensland to support our girls. So there's plenty of photos up here on the Red Bull website and on the SWS Flickr site. So suss her out.
We'll all be at that bout, so I'm looking forward to that. I am jealous that they come up with these awesome names at Sydney Roller Derby League. They got Derby Proof. They had Faster Pussycat Skate. Of course, they had Roller Wars because, I'm a geek.
I'll write into that as well, don't worry.
But Derby Proof, I'm so excited that they're doing a Quentin Tarantino movie that I'm going to make a special offer to anyone at the bout that if they come up to me during the bout and say this poem: "The woods are lovely, dark and deep, and I have promises to keep. Miles to go before I sleep. Did you hear me, butterfly? Miles to go before you sleep." You get a free lap dance in the Big Kahuna.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you going to put that on the website so I can memorize it?
For those who haven't seen the movie, that's actually a reference from the movie. Where a very sensual love dance is given to Kurt Russell by Butterfly. But yeah, that's open to anyone, all comers, any man out there who wants a lap dance from the Big Kahuna. Remember that phrase? I probably won't do it, I'm kidding.
So we have also the Newcastle Roller Derby League home bout, April 9th. It is going to be the Harbour Hellcats versus the Fort Smashleys at Gateshead Sports World, which is 26 Oakley Vale Road, Gateshead. And you don't need to pre-book your tickets. Apparently, there are tickets sold at the door.
Also on the 9th of April, the Northern Brisbane Rollers will be competing. The Dynamite Dolls versus the Untouchables at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre. Tickets are from Ticketek.
We also got information for Adelaide Roller Derby. They actually have a very shortened home bout season this year. Sunday, 10th of April, Mile Die Club versus Wild Hearses. And if we get another recap, another close score like last time, I'll be happy to read it out next time as well.
Also coming up, April 16th, is Frankenstein's Creation, which is MARD versus Western Sydney Rollers. It is going to be the MARD Scientists versus Western Sydney Rollers Brides of Dracula. They're playing at Penrith Valley Sports Centre, which is Herbert Street, Cambridge Park, Penrith, and tickets are available on Moshtix.
Awesome.
We're not going to be able to get to that one.
No, it all, yeah, because it'll be our first birthday party. But that, for people who want to do the SWS bout and the Mard bout, they will be able to do both, as the SWS bout is a afternoon bout, and I believe the Mard bout doesn't kick off till 6. So if you hurry up, you could probably do both.
A straight shot up the M7, you'll be there in about 20 minutes, I'd say.
Yeah, totally. So it'll be a whole day of derby. And then when you finish at the Mard Bout, come back to Campbelltown and have a drink with the SWS girls. Come have a drink with the Cinderollas, the winning team. Oh,
it's starting already.
Smack talk.
rubbish. The Electric Blues will make a drunk dial to tell you the official score.
Awesome.
Oh, well, actually, Vivala Derby will actually have his recording equipment at the at the first birthday party, so we'll be getting players' feedback and family feedback, which actually would be interesting, because it's going to be a lot of family members' first time seeing their daughters skate. So I know that I had a lot of issues trying to explain to my mother exactly what roller derby was, and especially to my dad. So yeah. I sat them down one day and played Whip It for them, which was going to be the easiest way, and I actually managed to find Whip It translated into Spanish. Dubbed Whip It.
Can you do some of the dialogue for us?
Oh, no chance. So I played that for my parents, and they're absolutely thrilled, and my grandmother thinks I'm crazy, but you know, she'll deal with it.
Yeah, I think my mom's going to be sitting in the front row with her hands over her eyes the whole time. I don't know how she's going to take it.
How's your husband going to take it?
I don't know. He's saying he's not going to come. I said, rubbish, you can't wait to see me play.
Tell him he can sit with me.
Okay, there. All right, I'll tell him he's got a good seat right next to the official MC.
That's right.
This is Pidgett from Derby Deeds. You're listening to Viva La Derby Podcast, Australia's number one derby podcast.
What? Australia's only derby podcast?
Sweet.
Okay, so next up, we've actually got Priscilla here on an ulterior motive. Priscilla has been skating with SWS for now about 5 months-ish.
Yeah.
And, sorry?
I'm still quite new.
Yeah, you're still quite new, but, you know, not just talking you up because you're my mate, you've come a long way in a short amount of time, girl. You were a force to be reckoned with. And I just think that you would be a great person for any fresh meat out there, to any qualms, concerns, questions, just about being fresh meat and about becoming a derby girl. I think you would be a great person to contact. I just want to talk to you about your general experiences from not being a derby girl to being fresh meat to being where you are today.
Okay, yeah. Well, like you said, I've only been skating for 5 months, and like a lot of the girls in the team, I didn't skate before. I think when I was 12, I had a quick little skate up at the local rink on roller skates, and I didn't have any skating experience at all when I joined up, but just loving the change. I'm loving the social side of it, and it's really quickly become a big part of my life. I don't know if I really answered your question then, Norms.
No, that's okay. I want you to more also talk about maybe some of your concerns before you actually joined derby as well.
Yeah, well, I think one of the reasons I got in contact or had a chat to you guys about it was I think it's really important that leagues do address some of the common concerns and questions that freshies have. And being quite new at it myself, obviously it's still sort of fresh in my mind, the fears and questions that I had when I started.
There's probably a lot of them. I know my wife is actually going through the fresh meat program at the moment. She's only been on to 2 sessions, but she'll be back. And she's got those concerns as well. They're perfectly valid. That's one of the reasons why we actually wanted you on, Priscilla, to have that fresh meat perspective. And over the next 7, 8, 10, 20, whatever many episodes it takes, we're going to address some of those concerns in a lot more detail, go through what is actually involved in being fresh meat.
Yeah, so a couple of things that we'll have a chat about is, obviously, a lot of the girls are, like I just mentioned, they're scared that they can't skate when they join up. They're not sure about the time commitment that it's going to take, you know, how much training's involved, how much fundraising and social hours are involved. They're not sure if they're going to enjoy it and how much it's going to cost them, or, you know, if they're going to skate for a few weeks and then drop out and then it's a waste of money on their equipment and stuff. So over the next few episodes, we'll try and give you some answers or a little bit of feedback on these topics and how your league can help talk to freshies and or potential freshies and help answer a few of their questions, make them feel a little bit more comfortable in joining up and help roller derby grow in Australia.
Awesome. I'm excited.
If you're fresh meat and you have any questions that you want Cyclone Scylla to answer about her experience as fresh meat, get it into us. Contact us. We'll find the answers for you. We're actually sort of in talks with Ace Vegas and Excel out at Skate Salvage for any tech questions that you might have about your skates. We're going to get the answers for you. If you have any other questions, let us know and we're going to address them on the show.
Most definitely. I think Priscilla's going to be a great asset to the podcast in more ways than just, you know, being our resident fresh meat answer girl. She's just a good, you're a great chick. So I'm really glad to have you on board.
If there's anything that I don't know, which there's going to be a lot of things that I don't know, like I said, I'm still pretty new to it myself, but I'm going to, do my best to get out there and research and find you some answers. And and I'm looking forward to hearing from some girls who are interested. It's really good to hear some of the girls who are really excited about it. Some of the girls we spoke to at the Tattoo Expo, it was really interesting to have a chat to them. And most girls have a few questions that just can't be answered on a website. They need to speak to someone about it, or they have really specific questions. So if you've got questions, email them in, leave us a voicemail, and there's a million ways to get in contact. But I'm looking forward to hearing some of your questions and feedback.
Yeah, I think it's also going to be good, even for more experienced skaters, just to reconnect and remember what it's like to be fresh meat.
Yeah.
I know that once you get, I'm not a skater in any form of the word, but I know that once you get your confidence going and you're improving, you've been skating for a long time, you may not remember how intimidating it might be to put on those skates for the first time or to walk into a league where there's 20 girls skating like crazy around a track and think that you have to do that soon as well. So it's going to be good for them to just remember what it was like and hopefully even address leagues' concerns for themselves, how they can be more accommodating to fresh meat, how they can make them feel more welcome, how they can make them be the best skater they could be.
I think another thing that we'll have a look at over the next few episodes as well is that a lot of the skaters in the leagues are just as scared of talking to the fresh meat as the fresh meat are of talking to the established skaters. So I think we'll have a look at, you know, how you can get your league a bit more interactive with the freshies and build beautiful friendships.
Something that one of the girls at our league has come up with, Strawberry Slaughter Cake, is a buddy system, which we're actually going to be launching this Friday. What happens is that we're going to match up a more established skater with one of the fresh meat girls, completely random. More established skater will pick out a fresh meat's derby name out of a hat and they are officially their buddy. So we will help them in any way, shape or form we can, I guess, with any of their derby concerns, fears, just questions, that buddy's always going to be there for them. And I know that when I first started, I was, I guess you could say it was lucky because I came to SWS the first day they decided to form. So it was me and I think three others and Kimikaze and Kilowatts showing us, you know, how to do T-stops and plow stops. And I didn't have to walk into a room with 30 other girls who already knew how to skate and had bowed and done all those things before. So I didn't have that intimidating process where I think, you know, not that we're scary and intimidating, but you had to walk into somewhere where it was already established and, you know, it's just a different experience, I guess. And I think you're going to be a really good person to share those feelings and experiences with.
Yeah, I think it is a bit scary and there's ways to get around it as well. I think it was really good when Kimikaze invited me I emailed her with some questions and she suggested that I come along and watch a training session. And I think little things like that really do help the skaters feel more comfortable before diving in and making that commitment. You can, and I met a couple of the girls and they weren't as scary as I thought, but they, you know, you still don't want to be the worst of the pack, if you know what I mean. No one really wants to be at the bottom of the pack, but once you get in there and give it a go, you realize that it's not it's not as scary as you think.
I'll tell you guys a bit of a story about my first meet experience. Something that, you know, always going to stick in my head. I remember coming to training one day. It was just another training session, and I was probably doing my worst that I had ever done. I skated off. I took my skates off. I put them in my bag, and I told Kimikaze and Kilowatts that I don't know when I will see them next. I got home and, you know, frustrated and upset and just all those feelings. And I'm lucky enough to have my boyfriend talk, snap me out of it and make me realize that it was something that I was really interested in, you know, convinced me to go back to the next training session. And yeah. Kilowatt sat me down and was like, you have to realize that nobody's born a skater.
Yeah.
Nobody's born a derby girl. Derby girls are formed and created from, you know, their normal regular lives, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as long as people can understand that, and that's something that sort of stuck with me. I wasn't born with skates on my feet. I learned this, and I'm going to be learning for a very long time to come. And as long as people can understand that, I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a lot of things that we can talk about and a lot of different experiences. That's another thing I'd love to hear from, is different people's experiences within different leagues and things, ways that they felt more, things that made them feel more comfortable. I'd really love to hear some experience stories like that.
Well, I can tell you that talking to pretty girls is usually pretty intimidating in itself. Talking to 30 pretty girls who just I saw bash each other around on wheels was also very intimidating. But, yeah, I feel more than welcome now.
No.
Yeah. Now, one thing I have learnt, like we were saying before, there is no typical roller girl. But one thing I have noticed is that every roller girl has a sense of humor, and that's what I love about it. Every girl can have a laugh, and there's so many different senses of humor, but every roller girl has one, and that's what I really like. It's good fun.
It is good fun. We get along like a house on fire.
Yeah.
Plugs?
Plugs.
Plugs? So now for Big Pimpin', who are we pimping out today?
This episode we're pimping out Hit and Miss Magazine, Australia's, as far as I know, only roller derby magazine. I have got myself in trouble before by claiming the first and only, but I feel confident saying that about Hit and Miss Magazine, because even if they're not the first, they're definitely the best out there at the moment. I am an avid reader of all 3 issues so far. I just saw the website today that issue 4 is out now, so I've put my in already.
It is, and congratulations to Vaderella for making the cover. That is an absolutely smashing photo. I am a major Vaderella fan, so I was a little bit biased, but super proud of the girl. She's done a great things for the sport, so she totally deserves to be on that cover.
Especially now that she's retired from bouting.
I know.
But that was taken, you know, against the Mustachio Nuts, Pussy Whips against Mustachio Nuts last year. That generally makes the cover there as well, which is good to see. I can't wait to get this one, actually, and have a read. Looking through their website, there's a lot of stuff packed in. I know that we all do a lot of work just to do this podcast, and it's pretty relaxed and pretty scare-free. I cannot imagine the work involved in putting that thing together. So I really respect and big props to the people who put that all together. In this issue of Ham, and I also love that it's called Ham.
Yeah, I know.
As an acronym, who doesn't like Ham?
Just put an S on the front.
Big props to all our Jewish and Muslim skaters out there. You may not like this magazine. But in this issue, we've got a lot of news from the flood relief efforts that were taken by the Derby girls around Australia that helped out with the Brisbane floods earlier this year. They're going to have interviews with Canberra Roller Derby's Bambi Von Smasher and Geelong Roller Derby's Ref Fink, as well as a recap on the Mustachio Nuts versus Pussy Whips bout. That's the cover story there. Okay, they're also going to profile Sydney Roller Derby League and get coaching tips from Sun State Roller Girls Mark Madden. Ham also takes a look at Drugs in Sport, gives you the scoop on cleaning your unbearable bearings. Drugs in Sport is a really good article. I don't know if there's going to be much to do with roller derby. Are you on the juice, Noms?
Not at all. If maybe on the OJ. Like, I'm pretty, you know, big fan of that, like, tropical juice. Like, drink a tropical drink. I don't even know how much of juice is in there, but no, not on any
drugs, God no. Or
Red Bull, of course.
Oh, Red Bull, I am. Oh, do you know what I'm a little bit addicted to? And I've actually spread amongst the team. It's actually that Thai Red Bull. It's not the usual Red Bull you're going to get at 7-Eleven. It's the Red Bull that you can get in places like Cabramatta or your local Asian grocery store. It comes in a little compact, smaller can, and it's like three normal Red Bulls and one tiny little can. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, give yourself a heart attack.
But it's really nice.
Sounds like it's illegal.
Not illegal. Sell it in a lot of places. It's great stuff. And actually, I know of an ice cream store that makes Red Bull flavored sorbet.
Oh, that'd be gross.
No, it's actually really nice.
Yeah,
I like
it. I've vodka in it as well.
Trust you to ask if there's booze in it.
Oh, God. Now I sound like an alcoholic.
Red Bull and Powerade's a good combo.
Did you mean vodka and Powerade?
No, Red Bull and Powerade.
Oh, so you got that right. Really?
Yeah, I guess you can put vodka as well, but, you know.
Oh, no, I do vodka Powerade.
Really?
Yeah.
It's to replace the electrolytes while you get drunk. It's good.
Exactly.
You don't have to drink as much water before you go to sleep. They've also got a competition this month, or this issue, where Crazy Skates is putting on a competition where you can actually win tickets to RollerCon. Absolutely. So get your issue of Hit and Miss. It's $9 per issue, or get a yearly subscription for $29. That's a bargain. Yes. Tickets to RollerCon is pretty freaking huge.
Yeah, big time. I have to admit that, like, RollerCon is just something I've started to learn about, and I've just been reading about the magnitude and how much bigger this roller derby convention is getting. I know there's some girls from the New Zealand-based roller derby leagues that are going out to RollerCon, and from what I hear, there's also some girls from the Adelaide Roller Derby League going to RollerCon. So anybody who does get out to RollerCon and want to come back and give us some feedback, give us a call from RollerCon. That'll be the absolute ultimate, and we'll be your best friends forever.
And of course, if anyone wants to sponsor Viva La Derby to actually attend, that will also be accepted.
Yes,
Las Vegas, baby.
Love it. So, who else have we got on the pimping list?
We got Skate Salvage. There's First Bricks and More. I'm big with the first Australian roller derby podcast, first roller derby magazine, first Bricks and Mortar skate shop, a roller derby skate shop in Australia is Skate Salvage up in Brisbane. Their website is skatesalvage.com, run by Ace Vegas and Excel of the Sun State Roller Girls. They actually gave us some great feedback after the preview episode, got in contact with us and said that they're happy to help out in any way as far as being a tech expert. I know Ace has worked in skate shops for a long time, skateboarding shops, all that sort of thing. So anything you got questions as far as, you know, plates and bearings and wheels and roller skate things, Ace is the contact there. Excel, skatesalvage.com. I was actually lucky enough to go in there last November on a trip up to Queensland, and they were great to meet, just to sort of see an actual shop dedicated to the sport that is roller derby is hard to find. And I was really happy to go in there and just sort of, I don't buy anything beyond, I bought a bandana, I think, and some jewelry for my wife, but it was great to meet them and just sort of have a chat about roller derby, and they're open to that as well. So we're actually looking to have Ace and Excel on a future episode of Viva La Derby, hopefully the next one. So get your questions in now to Viva La Derby, and we're going to have a very special interview with Ace Vegas and Excel and have a talk with them about their experience with the shop, but also going through what happened with the Queensland floods in January. They were affected by that. I know that I've seen photos on Facebook about how their street was just completely underwater, and we're going to hear all about it and how the derby community pulled together around them. So I'm lining that up, fingers crossed. But that should be a great story to hear.
That should be a great story. I can't wait to hear how the derby community did pull together to sort of help out Skate Salvage, sort of get back on track. They're a great, you know, Australian-owned, derby-owned, operated store. So we want to see them succeed. So everybody, buy your shit there.
Absolutely. And a big shout out also to RollerDerbyDownUnder.com. This is a site that tries to get all the news that is roller derby related on the One site. They got a forum there. I know they've been trying hard. That's one of the places that I went to first to try to find if there were any leagues around my area that I could go watch. They actually put an article on there about Viva La Derby without any prompting, without any connection. I'm really grateful for that. If you want to check out a good news site for roller derby in Australia, rollerderbydownunder.com.
Awesome.
Someone that has just popped up overnight has started this Roller Derby AU on Facebook, which is a really great Facebook page. It seems to have bouts and information about everything roller derby related in Australia. And it's only kind of been around the last couple of weeks, and it's already got 500 likes and plenty of activity on there. Lots of information coming out of it. So.
Yeah, if you want one central place to find scores and bouts and upcoming events, Roller Derby AU on Facebook.
Another great thing this Facebook website does is that if you or your league has a great league photo or something, you just pop it on that Facebook page, and if you're lucky enough, you'll get featured as their photo of the week and be their profile photo for the week. I think that's a really great and I don't know, incentive for teams to sort of get out there, take photos, show them the fun side of derby at their, you know, at their training camps or whatever, and just get it out there. I think it's a really good thing to do.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's bringing all the roller derby communities together as one, which I think is really good because we all need to stick together, eh?
Definitely. I find it funny that from what I can tell, all roller derby girls are kind of extroverted. So why would you be introverted with your information, your photos? Get it out there. Call Viva La Derby. Get it on Roller Derby AU, Roller Derby Down Under. Hit and miss. Get your information out. If you're a roller derby league, you want skaters. You want, you know, people with their eyes on you. So there's ways to do it.
Not only that, we want to grow the sport in the whole country. You know, it's now currently 50 leagues in the country.
I think we're up to 56.
56, really? Oh, last time I checked was 50. Well, 56 is awesome. Let's see what we can get to by the end of this year. Okay, let's put a bit of a wager on it.
A wager?
I don't know, some friendly competition. I don't know. How many leagues do you reckon we'll get to by the end of the year?
1,000 leagues.
Realistically. It'd be nice, but it'd be crazy. Everybody would be playing roller derby then, which isn't a bad thing, but you know.
I mean, just looking around our geographical location, we got 5 in Sydney alone, but I mean, we still haven't got the Shire, we still haven't got the Northern Beaches. Mm. You know, there are still areas where there are going to be, you know, girls wanting to skate, so I can't imagine what it's like in Victoria, Queensland, Western Australia.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's a team in Darwin, there's a team in Alice Springs.
I heard there's a team in Orange.
I'd like to see their uniforms.
Yeah, I heard
uniforms.
That too. I can't remember what they're called. But.
I want to see their mascot.
Is it a giant orange?
That would
I really
be awesome.
Hope so. But yeah, so no, check out Roller Derby AU on Facebook. A great new roller derby information site, supporter, you know, everything's been built up by the players, by the people involved in roller derby, so we've got to support each other, so get it out there.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's big pimping. Big pimping.
Big pimping. If you want us to pimp out your roller derby business, website, anything, if you want to get in touch with us and let us know when you've got another fresh meet coming up, please get in touch with us on our Facebook site, which is
facebook.com/ Viva La Derby podcast.
Or just give us a call on our awesome, awesome hotline.
0430-217-435.
So is this the time we say goodbye?
I think we are running out of time. I'm just kidding. There's no time limit. It's the internet.
No, the internet is run out. There is no more internet.
We are. It's time we say goodbye. Avita sen. Good night.
Ciao.
All of that. This has been. Yep.
Before we do officially leave you, let's talk about a few things that are going to be happening in our next podcast.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited. Episode 1 under the belt. Episode 2, potential. Massive news. I teased before that we might be talking to Ace Vegas and Excel from Skate Salvage.
Great news, big news, but
we also might have international. Viva La Derby is going international. We were contacted recently by Derby Deeds podcast, Pitch It, wanting to be on the show. I'm teeing up times. If we can get it going as far as the technology and the time frames and all that sort of thing, we're going to have Pitch It.
I'm so excited.
It's like a celebrity.
It is a celebrity. When I was at work the other day and Nigel sent me an email with a voicemail from Pitcher, and then shortly after a voicemail from Megatron. I'm not kidding. Like, I was so excited about this. Like I said before, I'm a big fan of Derby Deeds, and I just didn't think, I never thought it would actually happen. Like, I never thought we'd get that kind of response.
If we ever have Megatron on the podcast, Noms, I think your boyfriend might have something to worry about.
Shut up. Okay, I have a small little crush on Megatron. He's got like one of the most amazing podcast like radio voices.
He does. Talk like this from now on.
He's just got this amazing sort of presence in his voice. He just seems like such a person that walk into a room and just demand respect. And I was like, I like that.
So keep listening, because Viva La Derby is only going to get bigger and better. Ace Vegas, Pitch It, Viva La Derby Volume 2 coming out very soon. Thanks for listening. I've been the Big Kahuna.
I'm Denominator.
And I am Cyclone Scylla.
And together we are...
Viva La Derby!
This episode of Viva La Derby is brought to you by Sex Panther Men's Cologne. It's made from bits of real panther, so you know it's good.